All right, everyone. Welcome to another episode of O365A. The team here is still at Ignite 2019 for our another recording here. And our topic today, or this session, is going to be top 10 announcements at Ignite. So what have we seen as like the major announcements from Microsoft Ignite, from sort of all of the workloads that we've seen from that perspective? One of the major ones that was that came out during the tech keynote was the Microsoft Endpoint Manager. And this one was definitely interesting. So it when I do a significant amount of Intune deployments and Windows 10 management and device management and stuff like that. So this one was quite interesting. So I actually saw the UI last week in my tenant, but the name was different. So when they showed it during the tech keynote, I was like, hey, this is... I saw this, and it's really great to see an amalgamation of all the different areas that touch the endpoint, right? So everything that is brought into the endpoint manager to be able to manage that device. So that's basically from, Intune, new integration with System Center Configuration Manager to be able to integrate from on-premise devices and manage and understand how those endpoint devices from on-prem are. Enhanced integrations with like Windows Autopilot to be able to, have a device purchased from like a, an authorized reseller, which then, they upload the device information into Azure AD. And then as soon as the user plugs it in, it basically just starts the entire process, and the user does not need to even log in. You can assign it and it pushes all the information down to them. So that's pretty great. There's a lot more enhancements in there. Huge thing from like desktop analytics and just analytics in general. The guys are here, I think, may talk about Project Cortex a little bit after, but definitely from an analytics perspective, to be able to see what information is on the desktop, what patching is there, to be able to remediate a lot more and a lot better. And then, some advanced threat protection, protecting more of the endpoints from security threats, using a lot of the AI from an intelligence perspective. And then some, additional features into Azure AD. So it's interesting to see like the entire console. It has like, conditional access in there, be able to manage your mobile devices, desktop devices, all the stuff that's in there. So I thought that was a really cool, announcement to have come out with, right? So
cool. Yeah, I think another big one was around Power Automate. So I'm big into Microsoft Flow, and so Power Automate is now the new name for Microsoft Flow. You still create flows within Power Automate, but this was done to better align with the Power platform. So Power BI and Power Apps, and now Power Automate. And so under Power Automate, they announced a few new things. The robotic process automation, so that RPA. This is the ability to deliver attended or unattended automation that spans websites and applications. And so these UI flows are now in preview, but this is able to, as a user, record step-by-step click actions or keyboard interactions and data entry, and then replaying those actions over and over and really turning this into an automated process. As well as the Power Virtual Agent. So this is no code or low code integration with intelligence and AI and being able to do interactions with the bot framework and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's really cool. And that sort of leads to the big announcements around Project Cortex. And I love what Microsoft is doing here. They have... They have a whole vision to take artificial intelligence, in this case machine learning, and they're going to suck in documents from all over your organization and contacts, and even from third party repositories, and they'll subject that to machine learning, and then they'll surface the results in the Office applications like Microsoft Outlook, Microsoft Word, and all this will just help end users be more productive. That's fantastic. And a couple scenarios they highlight is there's a huge productivity loss right now with just people trying to find information. So they'll use all this new AI to basically help end users find information, and help them locate subject matter experts that can answer questions as they collaborate. So that's huge. That's going to be really cool.
Yeah, in terms of my announcement, Microsoft wants Cortana to be your personal assistant. So with that, you get text-to-speech capabilities in the apps, scheduling meetings and coordinating the participants. So you can like ask Cortana to book a meeting with the three of us, and it'll go ahead and do that. And then lastly, send you a daily email summary of what's coming up in the next day, which is kind of neat. So it'll just send you an update as to what your schedule looks like moving forward. So yeah, looking forward to testing that out.
And again, that just helps with the whole user productivity theme, right? So, and on productivity, another big announcement, which was not as fancy as AI or machine learning, but near and dear to people's hearts, were they're bringing back OneNote for the desktop. So Microsoft's backtracking a little bit here. They announced they weren't going to invest in it, and the new Windows Store app was the one they were going to support going forward. So they announced that OneNote on the desktop is coming back. I think they said in March of next year, 2020, what they'll do is that'll actually be in the Office installation again. And that will be the default OneNote experience. So that's fantastic. And I know people are really looking forward to that one.
Yeah, and then, I mean, I think for the next one is the new Edge browser. So it's going to be coming GA. We've all been using it from a dev perspective on the on the beta side, and absolutely love it because it's based on Chromium, and we're definitely used to that. But the performance of it has been really amazing from my side of things.
Stability too.
Yeah, I absolutely, even like in a beta program, it's been unbelievable. So, I mean, some things that that they're coming out with is being able to end tab chaos. It's kind of neat where you can actually bring your tabs into sort of like a side menu that you don't actually have along the top, which I thought was pretty cool from like a productivity perspective. Because I know, Michael and I, and I'm sure you guys, we have like, 50 different tabs up at the top, and I don't really know. And you're like, tabbing through them. And then just some additional things like tips from Cortana, like Dino mentioned, that bringing that into it as well. And then, being able to use it on multiple devices if you wished. So you can synchronize your account across like your mobile phone and your desktop and maybe a Surface or something like that. So you'd be able to bring all that with you. One thing that I really like that they're bringing in is additional learning tools inside of the browser itself. And from an accessibility standpoint, it's great. So it's like easier to read. There's help with speech perspective. There's access to a dictionary and stuff like that. So I thought, definitely bringing that that in there for, an accessibility and for the diversity and inclusive from that perspective, right? So
it's cool.
And what were we hearing the code name? Was it Edgium or something like that?
Edgium.
Edgium. I like that. That's pretty cool. That. Yeah.
So in terms of the Cisco Microsoft announcement, so that was like a huge bomb being dropped, and really great news. So three things in terms of the Cisco-Microsoft partnership. So Cisco is now going to become a certified direct routing partner. So I assume that'll happen on their Cube SBC. So what that means is customers running Cisco, like today they would have to go get a certified, another certified SBC to do direct routing. But now they can sort of wait and see and then be able to use the Cube for direct routing. So that's big. In terms of CBI, they're announcing that they'll become a CBI partner. So, again, today you'd have to use Poly, Pexip, or BlueJeans to do that cloud video interop if you've got third-party endpoints, so video endpoints. So, looking forward to seeing Cisco get into that. So instead of, they'll being able to provide that. Again, that notion of the ecosystem growing to other vendors. So exciting to see that. And lastly, the ability to join WebEx meetings from Teams. So a WebEx join is huge. So that'll be like a browser-based experience. But again, the notion is that you just walk into the room and be able to join that meeting. And sort of along that, not with Cisco, Zoom is also, you're going to be able to join Zoom meetings in the same manner. So that's really big. I think we get asked that a lot. And customers really are wanting to be able to leverage these meeting endpoints to do more than just
I think that's great to be able to just have that one device to be able to join in no matter what those type of meetings. Yeah. You know, so that's great.
And just quickly, I didn't get a chance to actually dive into that. So, like joining a WebEx, you said that's a browser experience. Is that like inside the Teams client?
They're going to use they're going to use a browser based join. So the same experience you would have in the browser, they're going to bring into the CVI.
But it will be seamless.
It will be seamless. Yeah.
Okay, but it'll be within Teams.
It'll be within the room.
So. Oh, within the room. Yeah, the MTR. I see. Okay, yep. I got you. Cool. Yep.
Another one that kind of, it slipped under the radar was that Microsoft is now making available the Microsoft Authenticator app for all Azure AD customers, so free and the premium SKUs. So being able to use the Microsoft Authenticator as the multi-factor authentication method for MFA. And so this is pretty big. This is what it cuts down phishing and identity-based attacks by 99.9%. Yeah. So pretty huge that now everyone can enable this. But Microsoft's also taking that security posture and taking it kind of to the next level that, you know, by the end of November, you know, this month, November 2019, that Microsoft is really, or any new customers, Microsoft's going to try and enable multi-factor authentication by default for those new tenants. So now, not only are you, Microsoft making this available for those that want to do MFA, but really pushing MFA to the forefront so that everyone is trying to use that. And you have to consciously say, no, I don't want MFA.
Yeah, well, I mean, from a security perspective, that's huge, right? To be able to help people, keep them secure, right? So I think that's a great announcement, the one that you picked up, right?
Yeah, and there was, people were talking about that, there's some concerns around SMS-based multi-factor authentication, stuff like that. So if you are using the Microsoft Authenticator app, you get around all those concerns because you're not dealing with SIM cards and stuff like that.
But yeah, that's actually a really good point because there's a new type of attack now where the SIM card gets hijacked.
Yeah.
And that can be used as a second factor, right? Yeah. But if you use the Authenticator app, you can't. That's not a valid hack, right? Because the user has to authenticate through that application.
That's right. It's registered on there.
So that's really cool. Getting a lot of people coming by.
Yeah.
Saying hi to us.
Getting
cool.
some love over here. Yeah. So one thing that we saw during the tech keynote was pretty amazing. This Outlook Excel conversational search, which is awesome, right? I mean, the ability to, it's in preview, which is the new, you'll see an ideas button inside Excel or Outlook, and you can click on it. And you can start just utilizing natural language to be able to do searches within Excel, right? So
and formulas.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, I mean, so it'll do you don't have to write complicated formulas. You can say what did this, give me this, how many endpoints are in this table or something like that, right? And it will come back with the information, right? And to what you said, Michael, right? It'll quickly answer users' informations with formulas and pivot tables and charts and all that kind of stuff. So I thought that was super powerful, right? To bring that whole AI intelligence into there and looking at it. And we saw it during the demo. It was significantly fast, right? When it returned the value. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was pretty amazing how quickly the AI scans the document or Outlook or to be able to pull that information back. So
yeah, and the cool thing too, like you mentioned, being more inclusive, I'm sure that feature helps people with some challenges using Excel, and they're able to
absolutely. How much time is lost when you know what you want to do? You need to go and find this data a certain way, but you just can't figure out the right formula. Yeah, now you can just speak that concept to Excel, and it just goes and does it and puts the data there. That's massive.
Yeah, and you might not be well versed in Excel to be able to build those type of formulas and stuff like that.
Sure.
So bringing this to the end user is a great feature, I think.
Is this preview now, or is it live?
It's in preview.
Okay.
So from what I saw when I looked at the website. Yep.
Yeah, I want to give that a try. Yeah, and then again on the productivity front, Microsoft is reimagining the Office experience on mobile. So they're coming out with an Office mobile app. So that's a dedicated app that makes the Office experience on mobile more easy to use. You don't have to go through separate installs for all the Office apps on your app. And they're bringing in new actions, like you can make it easier to transfer files from your PC up to your mobile. You can convert images to text. That's fantastic. That's just going to make using Office on the mobile much more seamless, more easy. And I'm looking forward to that one. So looking forward to trying that.
So much tech intensity.
I was just going to say, Microsoft's bringing the tech intensity.
Pow.
Yeah. All right. So, I mean, that's a great top 10 list. I know there's definitely a lot more of announcements that came out, but these are the ones that sort of really were key to us that we saw from a, you know, information filter perspective that, you know, for our listeners. So, really happy that we're able to get this information out to everyone. Thanks to everybody for listening in. And hopefully we'll catch you on the next episode.
Yeah. Cool. And a quick message from our sponsor. Thanks for listening to our podcast. Well, we recorded it at Microsoft Ignite, and Microsoft is giving away a set of Surface earbuds to our listeners. So to enter this, you want to go to aka.ms/podcast sweepcakes. So again, that's aka.ms/podcast sweepstakes, and you got to do that before December 15th, 2019.
Yeah, so make sure you go on there and register.
Cool.
Right.
All right. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks.
See ya.
Thank you.